He finally died, and I think maybe his family are not there no more. Covering him.
Was that near, he lived right nearby here?
Yes, he lived over there. Down there about 3/4 of a mile, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he sold jewelry and repaired watches and
things. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
This one before.
Well, I can keep it up better than a room house, and you can keep it more comfortable too.
That's what I was going to say, that I thought it'd probably be more easier for you to take care of. It's more like a ship.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of neat and everything, but probably better in that respect. I was going to ask you, right when it stopped there, what different kinds of trees you have in the neighborhood?
You mean in the forest?
Yeah, or just in the, like shade trees.
Of course, one of the main yard shade tree is a maple or a sugar tree. And then in the forest, in the woods, we have for posts, we have cedar, we have locust. And then for lumber, we have the oak and the poplar and the different kinds of oak, you know, it's 2 or 3 times of oak. And walnut, we have the walnut lumber. Now, this fellow bought 13 acres would be down here. And he cut $2,900 worth of walnut lumber.
Is that right?
And that would help pay it, you know, a lot of it. It's about the highest lumber there are.
What about a big shade tree that has kind of scaly bark, a white scaly bark and long, very long branches, and it gets, they grow little kind of balls grow on it?
Well, it's not the pine tree, you think.
No, this is soft, kind of a soft wood, like
sycamore.
Yeah. And then the kind of tree George Washington chopped down was a... Well, what kind of fruit trees?
Well, we have, of course, we have the peach, and we have the pear, and we have the apple, and then we have so many kinds of each one.
How about the one with that little red fruit that's about that big? Birds eat, if you don't keep them off it.
Cedar?
No, it's a fruit tree.
Is
it? We make pies with it.
I don't know what you
mean. Kind of very common pie. Besides, what's the next most common pie probably? The apple pie.
Peach?
Cherries,
yeah.
Sure.
And
it's a kind of bush that it grows, you see it in the summertime, it gets bright red. It's a bright red bush, maybe 10 or 12 feet high. And it
has fruit on it?
No, in fact, some people think it's poison. Uh-huh. It gets bright red in the fall and has kind of berries. I think it might have some kind of like fruit on it, but you can't eat it.
Shumay.
Yeah. Does that have berries on it?
Yeah. And they have a kind of a bunch, you know, like a banana. I mean, it sticks out and...
I don't think I've ever seen one, to tell you the truth. At least I've never seen one in bloom. Huh. And a kind of vine or bush or that you get a rash from.
I don't really know.
Either part.
Oh, it's a poison ivy you get
all right from. Yeah, people talk about poison ivy. That's fine. Now, what kind of berries grow around here?
Well, we have what we call the blackberry and the dewberry and the raspberry. I mean, they grow out wild.
Yeah.
And